The awards are open to businesses where employers have invested in staff upskilling, homegrown startups and innovators who have expanded or spread their wings overseas, and companies who have made a positive impact on the environment. Aidan Doyle, CEO of Sligo Chamber of Commerce, has been outlining what kind of businesses can apply to the SkillNet Ireland Regional Excellence Award.
We're delighted that SkillNet Ireland are sponsoring again this year, and this award will be open to any company that has engaged in staff training programs over the past 12 or 24 months.
Staff training programs presumably are a very important aspect of any job or any sort of company.
Yeah, we've seen a huge increase in the Indigenous companies, especially in this region, who are investing in staff training and upskilling existing staff. And that helps for investing in the company, and it also looks at the future-proofing the companies as well.
The Net Zero Excellence Award is sponsored by AIB. Their retail manager is Lorraine Rooney.
AIB is delighted to sponsor the Net Zero Achievement Excellence Award. AIB is delighted to get behind Sligo Chamber and the awards to promote our local businesses in the community.
And what kind of businesses, or what do businesses have to do in particular to maybe be eligible and apply for this particular accolade?
Any business that can demonstrate carbon neutral practices that are aligned to help achieve the ambition of the net zero emissions target set out by our government, we'd be delighted if any of those could apply.
Liam Kiley, Head of Enterprise with Sligo County Council, explains the focus of the Local Enterprise Office Excellence Award.
We're delighted to be supporting this award, delighted to be joining with Sligo Chamber of Commerce in promoting this award. And this award is particularly for business services and products that have growth potential. So we're really looking for businesses that have up to 10 employees, businesses that would have a fairly strong growth strategy. And the focus is on Sligo businesses that have the potential for development and growth.
And in terms of the local enterprise office itself, Liam, it does an awful lot to support those kind of businesses, doesn't it?
Yeah, we do. We have a huge amount of services. They mainly fall into a number of different grants, such as priming, business development grants, energy efficiency grants, grants for digitising your business, and we also have a wide range of training and mentoring supports for small businesses.
ATU Sligo sponsors the Innovator Excellence Award. Its Head of Enterprise and Engagement, Finola Howe, says innovation comes in many guises.
Innovation, it's an interesting word, and some people can kind of get caught up in it and think that they have to be doing, you know, some, you know, amazing, unbelievably different thing. Innovation comes in many guises. It could be process innovation, product innovation, just, you know, rethinking about how you do your work on a daily basis is innovation. And so it can take, you know, very small incremental steps, or it could be very large things. And I would encourage people to think of innovation in its very broadest sense, and I would encourage companies, large or small, to think about what are they doing to improve their business on a daily basis, in any sort of aspect. That's really what innovation is, thinking differently about how you do your business.
While President of the Sligo Chamber of Commerce, Fintan Kennedy, has been giving the details on the awards night itself, which he says is the highlight on the calendar for all businesses in Sligo.
We have four different awards, Catherine, as we said, and they're across a variety of different categories, which leaves it open to all businesses in Sligo. So what happens on the night, I suppose the way it works on the night is each four awards, there'll be three finalists in each category. So each of the three finalists in advance of the night, Ocean Media will have done a video giving a kind of short synopsis of their story, of each of the entries or the finalist story, interview with the key people, and just show what they do. So that will be done, showcasing all the best that there is around Sligo. And then over the course of the night, it's a great night. It's, you know, there'll be over 300 people there, and tickets will sell out very fast. It's kind of the highlight of the social calendar for business awards in our businesses in Sligo, where we all get together and just get a chance to network together. You know, the accidental collisions that happen on those nights are brilliant, you know, and we've had brilliant things have come out of that. But But so it's like it's a black tie. It's a chance to put on the frock, and even for some of the guys to wear their black ties and just get out together and celebrate together.
To enter, visit sligochamber.ie.